Don't, whatever you do, don't put down on their death certificate as a cause of death, COVID. It's just too damn embarrassing. They never believed the lies of the mainstream media, not one bit. That coronavirus was worse than the flu. Don't put flu down either as a cause of death. Too close to home. No, put underlying causes. That's it, underlying causes. Their relatives will be relieved, and that, after all, is what matters. No point rubbing salt into their collective wounds. I run into folks all the time who deny the claim that over 600,000 of us red, white, and blue Americans died of COVID. Not true, they say. Bullshit, they say. I say, what do you mean? And they reply, most of these victims died of, wait for it now, underlying causes. The COVID was just a little shove over the edge, apparently. But what killed more than 500,000 of us was something else. At this point in the conversation, I usually head for the door. Nevertheless, it's revealing that there are places in this country where the coroner will list other causes of death rather than COVID. I suppose he could put down stupid, but that's nearly as embarrassing as COVID. The sad point is that after a year and a half of this pandemic, with a vaccine that would save their lives, they refuse to get an inoculation. And sadder yet is that this decision is pretty much correlated to political party affiliation. Cause of death? Republicanism? Thanks a lot, Fox News, for spreading the doubt among your viewers, all you commentators who got vaccinated. Cause of death? Tucker Carlson? Or the hundreds of social media sites spreading misinformation. Cause of death? Facebook? I guess underlying causes pretty much covers all of the above. But I would prefer to list something a little more specific, even if we avoid calling it COVID. Darwinism. Of course, most of the deceased don't believe in that either. Rest in peace, y'all.